So yesterday, these nine women and men stood in front of their... Yeah, right there. Like, who? Young women and men. How about that? They stood in front of their families and spoke about their lives of faith. They talked about what it means to them to have faith, what it looks like in their daily lives. And their parents stood up and did the same thing, and their mentors did as well. And it's a scary thing I ask them to do. It's kind of what I do every Sunday, right? To talk about my faith, but to more importantly, talk about it in a way that you can relate to your own faith, right? This wide sweeping story of God's great love. Our job is to tell it so other people go, huh, that's for me too. Yeah. This is what I heard yesterday. This is what faith looks like. It looks like worrying about your kids and your job and asking God to help you not worry so much. It looks like gratitude for surviving a car crash many years ago. It looks like living with chronic illness with no end in sight. It looks like living with cancer in your past and in your present and anticipating again in your future and yet seeing God use people in your life and use you too. It looks like the bond of friendship and the rocky relationships we can have with our families. It looks like trying to deal with anxiety and depression and body image issues. It looks like total vulnerability and perseverance. It looks like grieving the death of people you love. It looks like trusting strangers and learning to walk one step at a time. It looks like a life of prayer and showing up for people. It looks like lots of questions and realizing God doesn't make bad things happen to good or bad people. And faith looks totally average, totally normal. And faith also looks like a complete and utter mystery and miracle. So through their faith statements yesterday, their living creeds, their faith looks like them. Because sometimes faith looks like a hot mess. Right? Yeah. And sometimes faith looks utterly beautiful and utterly normal, just like you and just like me. Now, yesterday was not a demonstration of an accumulation of knowledge. It was a courageous act to try and put words to faith, to stand up and say, I believe, not in the powers of this world, but the power of God. They stood up and they grappled with the question of God's part in their life and if faith means something to them. And there isn't faith without relationship. Nobody stood up yesterday and talked about themselves alone with God. They all talked about people, relationships. That's what it depends on, because we need each other. These are the great gifts we've been given. Is the gift of faith is a pure and utter gift given to us freely. And the gift of relationship with each other to live out that faith is a pure gift given by God to each one of us to be shared. Because what good is it as Christians is if we are given this gift of free love and we breathe it in and then we refuse to breathe it out? We need to breathe it out, right? To share it with other people, intentionally and unintentionally, accidentally. Sometimes our best efforts, not so much, right? It's a gift that we have been given to share. You see, this Christianity thing, it's a subversive thing that you're saying yes to today, you guys. You're saying yes to following Jesus, who goes places you don't want to go, does things you would never do. We've all said yes to following Jesus. And the most subversive thing Jesus does is love. The answer is always love. And it never looks like we expect. It never looks like we define love. The love through Jesus always comes out in different ways, and it always ends up looking like sacrifice. Because that's what Jesus showed us how to do, was how to live for others, and he showed us how to die for others. That's what you're saying yes to today, you guys. It's what we all say yes to. It's why we show up, because we need help saying yes to this. We can't do this alone. We need each other. It's why we show up, so that we know we're not alone. We're not alone. And the promise that we breathe in and out today is the promise that God is with us in all of this. In this room today, in our work lives, beginning again tomorrow, whatever it is we go off to do, we are not alone. God is with us, showing us how to love. What a gift we've been given. Now, isn't this just the best news you've ever heard? And we say, thanks be to God. Amen.